听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 5, The Battle Against AIDS. Warming up. Now you will hear a speaker talk about the battle against AIDS. Answer the following questions with the information you hear.
Join us in the battle against AIDS now. Everyone can play a part. The battle against AIDS puts us all on the same side. No disease on the face of the earth does more harm than AIDS, and there is no enemy in war more terrible than AIDS. Combating this awful disease is a life and death struggle. One thing that you can do is join an organization that works towards ending this epidemic. Organizations around the world not only offer people the opportunity to work with doctors and researchers, they also offer a chance to work with others. You can improve AIDS education by handing out literature about AIDS. Or you can write letters to government leaders, pressing them to support AIDS research.
Listening. Understanding short conversations. Now you will hear 10 short conversations. A question will follow each conversation. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
1.
The battle against AIDS involves all of us, you know.
Sure. I'm doing my part by teaching AIDS awareness raising classes.
Question. How is the woman doing her part in the battle against AIDS? Two.
Some doctors say that AIDS will be cured in 10 years.
Maybe, but even so, we shouldn't stop our battle against AIDS.
Question. What do some doctors say? 3.
What can we do for the 8,000 people who die of AIDS every day?
Let's write letters to the leaders in the federal government and ask them to support AIDS research.
Question. What is the purpose of writing letters? 4.
Have you heard that our group is forming a network with other groups?
Yes. We need more AIDS groups to join together so our efficiency will improve.
Question. Why are the groups forming a network? 5.
Let's explore ways to fight AIDS that we haven't tried yet.
Okay. What do you think about writing a publication to educate the public?
Question. What is the woman's idea for teaching people about AIDS? 6.
I'm confident we can stop AIDS by teaching people about it.
Education will help, but AIDS won't be stopped until a cure is found.
Question. When will AIDS be stopped, according to the man? 7.
Some AIDS groups emphasize education and some emphasize research.
Yeah, maybe you're like me, and you don't know which to join.
Question. What is the woman having trouble with? 8.
If people were more giving, our group would have more resources in the battle against AIDS.
You're right, but we can't force people to help.
Question. What would happen if people gave more? 9.
I've been thinking about joining an AIDS organization after graduation.
Don't wait that long. AIDS is a world crisis, so we must fight against it now.
Question. Why must the man act now? 10.
I started educating people about AIDS when I discovered I was infected.
Lots of people help for many different reasons. I'm glad you're here.
Question. Why did the woman start educating people about AIDS?
Understanding a long conversation. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
I know many people who are active in the battle against AIDS. Take my uncle, for example. He's trying to find a cure.
That's great. Has he made any progress?
Some. Right now, he's working on a medicine to clean the AIDS virus out of the body.
How is this medicine different from others?
Some AIDS medicines can help a little, but the AIDS virus is so good at hiding that it remains. This new medicine will be able to find the virus and get rid of it.
So why isn't this medicine being used now?
Well, it's not ready yet. Doctors are concerned about the side effects, like a bad reaction to the use of other AIDS medicines.
I'm very impressed with what your uncle has done. I'd like to do the same kind of work someday.
That would be good. But until then, you could at least give money to support research.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. Who does the woman know? Two. How is the new AIDS medicine different from others? Three. What concern do doctors have about the new medicine? Four. What would the man like to do in the future? 5. What can the man do now to support the AIDS research according to the woman?
Understanding a passage. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices. A young man with AIDS refuses to take medicine that could make his life longer and more comfortable because he's afraid the medicine will kill him. Incorrect beliefs about AIDS are common, and they cause greater pain and help to spread the disease. This is why the United Nations sends educators to the world's poorest places where people have the least education about AIDS. Once there, they talk with people, giving classes and meeting in clinics to discuss living with AIDS. They tell people what doctors have discovered about the disease and ask them to trust AIDS medicines. In order to stop the spread of AIDS, education must reach more people. It is not enough only for money to be spent, and more medicines won't solve all of the problems.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. Why does the young man not want to take his medicine? 2. What is the result of not taking AIDS medicines? 3. Who goes to the world's poorest places for the battle against AIDS? 4. What are people told to trust? 5. What must be done for AIDS to stop spreading?
Understanding a movie speech. Task 1. Now listen to a speech from the movie Miracle and fill in the blanks according to what you hear.
Look, I can give you all a load of crap about how you're a better team than they are, but that's exactly what it'd be. And everyone in this room knows what people are saying about our chances. I know it. You know it. But I also know there is a way to stay with this team. You don't defend them. You attack them. You take their game and you shove it right back in their face. The team that is finally willing to do this is the team that has a chance to put them down. NHL won't change their game. We will. The rest of the world is afraid of them. Boys, we won't be. No one has ever worked hard enough to skate with the Soviet team for an entire game. Gentlemen, we are going to work hard enough.
Motto Dialogues.
Offering help. 1.
Welcome to the Hilton Hotel, Miss Blair. May I carry your luggage for you?
Oh, yes. I'd appreciate that.
Please follow me. I'll show you to your room.
Thank you.
And if there's anything else I can do for you, please let me know. My name is Tom.
That's very kind of you, Tom.
2.
Can I help you with anything?
Thanks, but I'm just looking right now.
Please allow me to tell you about our latest products.
Well, there's really no need. Thanks, though.
Okay. If I can help you in any way, please tell me. I'm at your service.
Thanks.
3.
Let me wash the dishes this time.
Thanks, honey. But I can manage.
Come on. Let me do it for a change.
Oh, sure. You are so sweet.
And expressing good wishes. 1.
How about playing tennis this weekend?
I'd love to, but I have to attend my cousin's wedding. I'm the maid of honor.
Oh, really? That's wonderful. Have fun.
Thanks, I will.
2.
What? A box of chocolates for me?
Happy birthday!
Oh, I can't believe it. I totally forgot. Thank you so much.
3.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year.
What's your New Year's resolution?
I'll do more exercise this coming year and keep fit. And you?
I'll work hard on my PhD thesis.
Good luck.
Right. Same to you.
Listening and speaking. Story retelling. Task 1. Now you will hear a story. Fill in the blanks while listening.
A husband worked 2 jobs to pay his wife's medical costs. Each day he would come home feeling tired. But when she asked him how he was holding up, he said that he was doing very well.
I am as strong as 100 horses,
he would say. Then he would ask her how she was. I still have this stupid cold, she always said, but I'm getting better. But in fact, she was getting weaker and weaker. She was diagnosed with HIV. After a few years, it became AIDS. And still, no matter how much it hurt, she always said that she had a stupid cold and that she was getting better. When she finally died, many people went up to the man to say that they were sorry for his loss. But the man had something surprising to say.
Why are you sorry?
He said.
My wife had a stupid cold, and now she is better.
Homework. Language Sense Enhancement. Task 1. Try the following tongue twister.
A flea and a fly in a flue.
were imprisoned, so what could they do? Said the flea, let us fly. Said the fly, let us flee. So they flew through a flaw in the flue.
Task 2. Recite the following poem by Emily Dickinson. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. Supplementary Listening. Task 1. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
Hi, Janet. You wouldn't believe how happy I am to be home. My day at work was so busy. How was your day?
I probably shouldn't talk about it.
Why not? We are friends, aren't we? You can tell me anything.
Yeah, I know, Linda, but you've had a tough day too. I don't want to bother you with my problems, and you've helped me out so many times already. Having a friend like you gives me a lot of hope.
But Janet!
Okay. I talked to my grandfather today and told him that I have AIDS. I thought that he would help me because I don't have any money for medicine. He was pretty upset by the whole thing and said that he wouldn't help me. So far, you're the only person who has been trying to help me. Thank you so much for sharing the apartment with me.
No problem. That's what friends are for, right? And about your family? Well, it's tough. A lot of people don't understand AIDS. When my uncle was diagnosed with AIDS, people from his neighborhood called him names, threw stones, and even painted nasty words on his house. He finally had to move away from there. But that was no good because the same thing happened in his new neighborhood. But these people are my family. I understand. So what do you want to do?
There's nothing I can do, is there? I guess I'll just have to wait and hope that my grandfather's feelings change with time.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. How does Linda help her friend Janet? 2. How does Janet feel about Linda's help? 3. How did the neighbors treat Linda's uncle? 4. What happened to Linda's uncle when he moved to another neighborhood? 5. What is Janet going to do now?
Task 2. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices. On November 23rd, 1984, I was diagnosed with AIDS. The doctor told me that I had only 6 months to live, but I did not die. I was given 2 more years, then another 4. Now I have been living with the virus for 10 years. Needless to say, the first 6 months were horrible. Every day I lived in fear of dying and losing my friends, my family, and my job. Later, I realized this fear was killing me as much as the illness itself. That's when I started to fight back, seeing my doctor as my partner, talking to my friends about my illness, doing exercise, and making plans for the future. I made it. What I'm trying to say is that our biggest enemy is fear, not the illness itself. So cheer up. HIV won't win. It's the strong mind that will. Remember, there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. When was the speaker diagnosed with AIDS? 2. What did the doctor tell the speaker at first? 3. How were things going with the speaker in the first few months? Four. What happened to the speaker later? Five. What does the speaker mean by saying, "Remember, there's light at the end of the tunnel"?
Task 3. Now listen to a VOA special English report and fill in the blanks while listening.
More than 3 million people died of AIDS last year. The estimate is that 5 million others became infected with HIV, the virus that causes the disease. And there are warnings about what could happen unless much more is done to increase efforts to prevent AIDS. Right now, researchers say around 40 million people are living with the virus. The United Nations says there could be 45 million new cases by 2010. Public health experts say the media have a central part to play in the fight against AIDS. They point to drama series on television and radio in a number of countries. In Ivory Coast, for example, the weekly show AIDS in the City has been on television since 1994. The program tells stories with actors in an effort to educate people about AIDS. Recently, broadcasts of the show were extended into 9 other countries in West and Central Africa. Researchers say about 2/3 of people in South Africa watch the show Soul City. This program has dealt with other social issues in addition to HIV/AIDS. These include violence against women and alcoholism. Soul City also began in 1994. A show created with BBC help has become one of India's most watched dramas. In Detective Vijay, the main hero is a policeman with HIV. A United Nations report says the program appears to be educating people. The report says 85% of those questioned had learned something new about AIDS from the show. But people who watch have yet to learn how Detective Vijay became infected. One of the main ways to get AIDS is through sex. Many people consider public discussion of such issues culturally unacceptable. In China, millions watch a daily program called Ordinary People. A nonprofit group based in the United States helped create this drama show about social issues. The group is called Population Communications International, PCI. It assists governments, local groups, and radio and television stations to develop media campaigns. The group supports what it calls the magic of entertainment for social change.